know, this is something I'm really glad a movie like this came out at this time or whatever. But it was a bit of double duty for me because, you know, hey, me and Ben, Jack Black and Ben Stiller and then all these, and we're getting together. And then the thing is, it's like, yeah, and this could wind up having been a really terrible idea for me personally and for the movie and in the way that movie's received if we don't execute it properly. So I wasn't thinking, like, and maybe what I'll do to take the edge off is go out in the makeup.
It was a serious challenge. I mean, this could have been taken completely wrong. I mean,
yeah.
How can you prepare to be...
Like, like anything, it's kind of like you check your gut and you say, do I feel like, for lack of a better new age California metaphor, you know, do I feel like the universe is going to support this? Do I feel like Ben and I and other people have enough integrity? And very fortunately, we also had Brandon Jackson there going like, this is cool as a black man. I think this is funny. You have to cut that page out of the script. No offense. And I was like, I don't know why we said that. And he goes, anyway, you can't say that. I can say that. And then you can react to that. But trust me, it's like, that's too far. And I was like, I kind of felt like he was like, well, how do you know it's too far? You're not. Not that anyone is the authority. But it just, I think more than anything, I was thinking about this morning. And, you know, and I'm not a political person by design. But I think that where we're at as a country, which also means where things are on a globally right now, I think we're on the precipice of where there can be a lot of healing and advancement, or things can, out of fear or design or negligence, things can go a kind of a lousy way or stay stuck. And I think that's kind of on the menu for just the next few months. So, and believe me, a year ago, I was just thinking about me. And I was thinking about Iron Man, and I finished Iron Man, and I thought of this idea, and, you know, and I kind of initially first got mad. I was like, fuck Ben Stiller. He's going to call me up and say, I want to do a great big movie with you, but I want you to have the highest risk factor, and I want to maybe put you up to ridicule and have people, like, hate you for doing something that you should have known was fucking wrong to do. And I was like, wait a minute. I just, like, what happened to just, like, I'm an actor for hire?
With that in mind, you know, it had been a while since you'd done some really broad comedy, and was that something that you'd really been wanting to do for a while?
I don't know. I mean, I don't really think of things that way. You know what I mean? And also, as far as doing broad comedy, I don't really like broad comedy. I don't mind if something is a little two-dimensional or something is outlandish, but I think what's funny is if you're going to do something that's supposed to be funny, you got to play it like it's serious, and hopefully people will think that serious way you did that thing is funny. So as far as I'm concerned, I didn't tell a joke for 3 months. I was wearing a mask, and I was having an experience, and I was looking around at me with people, and I knew we were making it. I'm not crazy, or I'm not like that artiste who's so into my role or anything like that. I can't be bothered.
But it cracked me up in your serious moment when you were talking to Jackson, and then you were very serious, and I'm like, that's the Jeffersons thing. So.
Here's what happened. We were in rehearsals, and I said, if Kirk Lazarus has himself under the impression that he's black, but he's coming up against an emotional interface with a black man, what's entertaining about this? I said, just about nothing. Unless, of course, you do a play on the fact. So I had said, what if the only thing he knows about black culture, really, as an Australian actor, the only thing he knows about black culture is what everybody who doesn't know anything about black culture but has put themselves under the impression they do does, is like, you know, when it all comes down to, he's like, he knows some stuff, like it's from the 70s and the show, and like, and because they're in this emotional moment and he's confusing him, it almost works. And I said, but he's got to buy it and then push him away. And then the truth is, just because it's a theme song doesn't mean it's not true. Like, I'd said that in rehearsal, and Ben's like, it helps the scene. And I was like, all right.
I read an interview where you described Ben's relentless drive as the writer-director on this. It's almost like a vision quest.
So yeah.
What was it like working with him as a director? Like, what kind of perfectionist was he?
I give him a lot of shit for it. But I love the guy and I respect him immensely. People were dropping like flies. He's not mean-spirited. He's not like an animal. He's not like one of those guys that you hear about that you're like, you know, that are now Robert, why don't you have a meeting with so-and-so? And I go, oh, please don't. No, I can't do that. Why? Well, because I hear he's crazy and he's mean. Yeah, but anyway, look at these movies he did. I know, but he's mean and crazy. So that means I'd have to spend 3 months with someone being crazy. And that's not Ben. He's just his drive to get... He's obsessed with the idea of delivering the best product he can.
This performance is clearly different than like the old type 19th century blackface, but how is it different in your mind? How do you see it as different?
I think it has a potential. I think, A, it's entertainment that's set up by people who are high-minded enough to not be racist or offensive. Furthermore, the whole film is based on the idea that what we do at some level is offensive and who we are on some level is despicable and pathetic. which is the truth and is not the truth. But the part of it that's the truth is entertaining. The idea of making a movie about what hell of cool guys and gals we all are here providing entertainment for the masses, I don't want to see that movie. That sounds like a whitewashed documentary to me. I forgot the question.
It's not so much about race. It's more about overweening ambition on the part of the actor.
Right. And that's a platform, which is how far-reaching can someone's narcissism go? And how much can that narcissism be coddled by people who hold someone in high esteem? Which is, and it's to me, it's like the ultimate crossover. It's like someone who's a baseball star who says, but you know what, I really want to be a runway model. And they don't know what to do, and the clothes don't fit, but they like do it anyway because they think, you know what I mean? Because. And the whole thing is just really a stupid idea. But to make a movie about a series of stupid ideas that somehow all resolve isn't enough. There's somehow or other in this movie, if you ask me, I didn't expect it really, but the movie has some sort of heart and message to it, which I think it's beyond just self-deprecation. Self-deprecation is easy, you know, and I think a little adolescent.
Hey, Robert, there are some people, you know, there are some folks that might be slightly offended. So what do you say to those people?
I'm offended.
Really?
Yeah. That's because I'm in fear about this, you know what I mean? I went around and did this whole press tour for Iron Man, and then one person said, what did you do to Afghanistan? And I was like, wow, wait a minute. And then the guy was standing up, and then like he was looking at, I'm American. I was like, what the fuck's going on? So I'm standing up, and I'm like, I might be throwing down with a complete stranger because he thinks I offended him, and I let him... So the whole idea of, like, it's a big love fest, and Robert, we love the movie, and we think you guys did it okay, and we're not hurt by it. And if someone says, you know what, I am fucking offended by this, then my only thing I can do to protect myself is, I'm fucking offended. Or say, you know, it offends me that you're offended, and then I'm defending something, and the whole thing is creepy.
What
did you pick up the nuances of this brother? I mean,
I don't know.
This is in you.
Is that okay? I gotta be really careful. I just felt like I was thinking about you're black, you're an army sergeant, you're named Osiris, so there's like this kind of weird Egyptian thing. You're fucking badass, and you're looking around, and you're like, I just was kind of looking around like, I have to take care of these people and these, and I'm looking at, no offense, but I was looking at people around me going, this fucking dumb. I was just like, and so I actually got the ultimate experience of what probably some people have been thinking when they're looking at me.
Robert, how the experience of the success of Iron Man has changed your place in Hollywood? What do you think?
I have more options and opportunities.
Were you surprised by how well it went?
No. No, it's weird too because I should have been.
Have you ever worked with a method actor as extreme as Kirk Lazarus?
No.
Okay. Do you think the method acting itself, where you stay in character?
I think the whole idea of actors taking themselves seriously is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I mean, in reality, you know, I've been pushed to be like, you know, man, we really need to, like, put on, like, I need to wear a rabbit face. And you need to, like, wear a mouse face. And then we, like, do that work. And, you know, I've heard people actually say we need to, put on animal masks and, like, you know, and improvise. And I'm like, no, we don't. I don't need to dress as a reindeer and you're a bear. Like, what? Who taught you this garbage? But maybe it's valuable. I don't know. Robert, I didn't do it, so
Robert,
that's contempt.
One word comment on Tom Cruise, man. On his performance this week. One word.
Sophisticated.
Thank you guys very much.
If I start doing this stuff, then I can't.